If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg occupies this spot weekly. He's not with us today. He will return soon. What's toxic, what's not. So expect him to be back soon. We will have a guest at 35 minutes after the hour to talk about how to deal with frostbite in very cold weather conditions, extreme weather conditions like most of the country had this past week with what was called a polar vortex. And 45 people did lose their lives with the cold weather. But anyway, that'll be at 35 minutes after the hour. So in the meantime, we'll continue on and talk about some of the top medical news stories of the week. There are many, and they're all very interesting. The feds have cracked down, Dr. Mike, on weight loss products, deceiving weight loss products. Some of these are, we've heard advertised, Sensa, Lean Spa number one, those kind of things. What are the details on that?
Well, Octane, well, what they found is they asked the companies, you claim that your product causes weight loss, clinically proven, show us the data. And of course, the companies had no data other than their earnings to show. And obviously, although they collected, I think, $43 million in fines, the consumers were out a little over $1 billion spent on these products. So consumers are being deceived. The FTC is in charge of saying you've got to have honest ads. This is a false advertising. You don't see anyone cracking down on a lot of other things that, for example, Dave Cizenko talked about in that great book, Eat It to Beat It. But it should have been talked about because there are a lot of other things when it says whole grain. What does that mean? Made with whole grain. There are a lot of things that skirt the law but are still within honesty, quote unquote. But these companies, frankly, did not have the data they said they had, did not have the claims they said they had. And, you know, as Oprah said, she's tried every pill and everything else in weight loss. And if anything had worked or does work, she will be the first to come out and say it. And she says she keeps trying multiple things. None of these creams. Loctane sold 5 different creams that you spread on your legs, thighs, or belly to cause you weight loss. That's absolutely, someone says something that sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true, and you shouldn't shell out $100 for it.
Now, one of those you sprinkle, it might be Sensa, where you sprinkle something on food. That sounds kind of shady to me.
That actually has more rationale.
Yeah?
That is, taste can, in fact, inhibit appetite. It just was that the way they did it didn't have the scientific data to show it. It may actually work. Sensa may actually have something that does work, but they had no data to show it. But in any case, it may be too good to be true. But in fact, aromas and tastes can inhibit appetite. We just don't know if they work long term, and it doesn't seem like it did for Sensa.
I saw a commercial before I came to the studio today to do the show. It was a commercial for a pill you took, and it said, just take the pill. You don't have to change the way you eat, eat anything you want, and you don't have to exercise. What kind of message is that to send to the consumer?
Well, obviously, you know, the interesting thing is Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, my book writing partner, has a lot of experience with this. Literally 50 companies a month start with a ad saying that endorsed by Dr. Oz. He didn't endorse any of them. So he comes on the end of every show now and saying he hasn't endorsed anything. If you see an ad with it, report it to him. And they end up between he and the other owners of the show, they end up suing 50 companies a month to take products off. And of course, the people who own them just consider this a licensing fee. That is the cost of doing business because they start another company immediately on another that has a different name that does the same thing on a different internet site.
My wife went online for a product. I'm not sure. I don't think it was weight loss. Might have had to do with skin, better skin, that kind of thing. But again, the pitch was endorsed by Dr. Mehmet Oz. So she looked into it, and they had the deal. First month is free. If you don't like it, return the product within 14 days, blah, 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 blah. So entice you into buying the product, you know, you sign up, and then it turns out there's some legal mumbo jumbo there, which is really in small print saying you eventually end up paying, you know, through the nose for this stuff if you don't get it back within 14 days. And again, the lure, as you say, is Dr. Oz, endorsed by Dr. Oz. I couldn't imagine him endorsing this kind of thing, and it just puts a bad light on...
Even if you walk through the grocery store or Target or something, there's always signs with a picture of his face saying, Dr. Oz recommended on his show.
So they don't contact him for approval, right, Mike?
No one has an approval to market anything with his name on it.
Yeah.
So if you see it, you know that they're a lying, cheating, stealing company.
Son of a... Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay. What do you think about this this deal now? Also this week, a pledge taken a couple of years ago by companies, General Mills, Campbell Soup, ConAgra, Kraft Foods, Kellogg Coke, and PepsiCo, Pepsi and Hershey, was to cut $1 trillion in calories by 2012 and 1.5 trillion calories by 2015. And evidently, they went above and beyond. I think they say they cut that many calories ahead of time through a variety of approaches. Do you give them any credit for doing this, or is something here that we're not hearing about?
Well, they're trying to have lower calorie versions of things. But when you say lower calorie versions, you say, well, why? How do they count this? So Coca-Cola counts it as a success because they have 6-ounce cans mm-hmm. instead of 12-ounce cans. What kind of nonsense is that? 6-ounce can, if someone buys two of them, you don't save any calories. But they say, okay, we sold in the past, they don't take, you know, 16 billion 12-ounce cans. And this year we sold 16.4 billion, but without the 6-ounce cans, we would have sold 16.9 billion. So 500 million. Well, that's, you know, maybe consumer tastes are changing. Maybe the message to consumers to have less sugar and less saturated fat is getting through. So it would have, these consumers would have changed. On the other hand, anything we can do to decrease obesity in America, to decrease the sugars and syrups in food that we eat, and to decrease saturated fat is a good thing.
Yeah, there's some value in that, I'm sure. But again, my point would be, it's not hard to do when you cut the ingredients by cutting the size of the cans, bottles, and boxes. By charging the same price, you pay more for less while the company's got great publicity. So although you say there is some value in it, I mean, there is something behind that there that doesn't really sound too much up and up. Quarter of healthcare workers carry diarrhea spores on their hands. Tell me that's not true, Dr. Mike.
Unfortunately, it's true. What it means is bump, don't shake the hand of your healthcare worker, and wash with water and with those, you know, we have those alcohol gels all over the place. Make sure your doc or nurse or whoever uses it, and be aggressive about it. You use it aggressively, and bump fists, don't shake.
You know, my doctor comes in, when I go to my doctor, and he comes in, he washes his hands right before he examines me and my visits. Come to think of it, when the nurse comes in or practitioner comes in to take the vitals, you know, the blood pressure, the pulse and whatnot, I never see that person wash their hands. So you're right.
Oh, they should. We make a specific example of it, and we like everybody else in the country, have fallen off. We've had, in the past, we went from a 60% compliance with everyone wash before and after touching each patient to 98%, and now we're down to 92%. So we have a campaign again. We have these cameras all over the place to make sure, and they're able to catch your ID badge, something on your ID badge, which lights up, gives them your name, and get told when you don't do it. So there is Big Brother watching, but it's a good way to decrease infection rate and to keep hospital-acquired infections down. Joe?
All right, coming up after the break, we'll talk about frostbite, how to deal with a frostbite situation if it happens, on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening.